Blind Cool Tech 89, August 30, 05. Hey y'all, how are you? I'm Larry Skutkan, your host for this edition of Blind Cool Tech. Today I'd like to talk about an alternative way to upload files to ourmedia.org using FTP with archive.org. All the files hosted on, or that you upload to our media, actually are located on archive. We'll get to that in just a minute, though. Let's go through our email first.
Inbox Outlook Barrett, Don. Hi Larry, as I have been listening to you read emails on the BCT show, I kept wondering in the back of my mind why so many people had the last name of Bottom. You know, you would get to the end of an email and it would say Tom Bottom, Rich Bottom, Chris Bottom, and I'm thinking that Bottom family has a lot of blind folk in it. It wasn't a conscious thought process, but kind of a semi-awareness kind of thing. Finally, after hearing it enough times, I realized that you were hitting the bottom of each message and the screen reader was announcing it. I just had to laugh and write you to tell you about it. Take care. Don Bottom.
Okay, thanks Don Bottom. You know, I actually thought that at first, too. That's funny.
Message. Hi, Larry. I was listening to your podcast and you were talking about Dvorak being easier and stuff once you finally get used to it. I haven't gotten used to it yet, though. Lol. Do you know if there's a way to switch back and forth between the two layouts? The only thing I have found so far is to go into the regional and languages in the control panel, and it still is in the other layout. So I have to restart and then it's fine. Do you know if there is an easier way to do this? Thanks, Holly Alonzo. Holly and add two people in love. Love is a precious thing we can't pass.
Okay, I sure do, Holly. There's actually a couple of ways to do that. One of them that's built in by default is to press Control and Shift together, and that switches between the two. Personally, I hate that, though. I hate that way of doing it because there's other keys on, there's hotkeys I like to use with Shift and Control. So let me show you how to set up hotkeys in the control panel. So I'll go to Start Menu.
Start Menu.
And control panel
C. Windows Explorer. Accessibility Options.
And then I'll go down to Regional and Language Settings.
Regional and Language. Okay. Button. Select an.
And then we'll go to the.
Regional Options. Languages.
Languages tab.
Of Details.
And the Details
dialogue
button.
Select one of the installed input languages to use when you start your computer. English, United States, United States, Dvorak.
So I have mine starting with Dvorak. But there's some, if we tab over in this dialogue.
Select the services that you want for each. Add. Remove. Language bar. Key settings.
Key settings.
Dialogue. Button.
So let's open that.
To turn off caps lock. Press the caps lock. Action.
Tab.
Switch between input languages. Left alt shift. 1 of 3.
Okay, so.
List box.
To switch between them, you can press. What did it say?
Switch between input languages. Left alt shift.
Left alt shift.
1 of 3.
That's. I told you wrong earlier. I could have swore it was Control and Shift. But you can set it to whatever you want it to be. But I'm going to go ahead and turn that off on mine while I'm here.
Change key sequence.
So I tab dialogue to change key sequence.
Switch input languages. Checkbox. Checked. Dialogue. Change key sequence.
So I'll tab.
Left alt. Radio.
Actually, let me shift tab.
Switch input languages. Checkbox. Checked.
I'm going to uncheck that because I don't want to switch between
unchecked
them. And I recommend you do this too, and I'll show you how to actually switch between them a better way.
Switch keyboard control. Okay.
So but I'll go to OK.
Change key sequence. Dialogue.
Now we'll go shift tab.
Switch between input languages. None. 1.
Now we'll go down.
Switch to English, United States, United States, Dvorak. Left alt shift 2. 2 of 3.
So I've got mine set to left alt shift, left alt, Shift 2. So I hit Alt Shift 2 to switch to Dvorak and
switch to English United States US. Left Alt Shift 1.
Left
three.
Alt Shift 1 for switching to US. So let me just go through the procedure of how to do that.
Change key sequence. Dialogue.
So we change button. Key sequence.
Dialogue.
Now these two won't be set already for you. That first one was by default. So the first thing you have to do is check the box to allow the changing of the sequence.
Left. And I think enable key sequence. Checkbox. Checked.
Mine's checked already. Then you tab.
Left Alt. Radio button. Checked.
So
two.
You can choose
up
between
two.
Left Alt.
Control. Radio button.
And control.
Checked. One. Left Alt.
So I'm going to leave
radio
mine on left Alt.
Key. One. Two. Up 12.
So
combo
you,
box.
You can pick out whatever key you want.
Zero.
Zero.
One.
One.
Two.
Two.
One.
So I'm
going to
leave
two.
Mine on one. I always.
Up 12.
I always try to set up every computer that I use with Shift Alt 1 is English and Shift Alt 2 is Dvorak. That way you can press it and always know what you're going to be in instead of toggling and guessing.
Okay.
So we'll just
change
hit OK.
Key sequence.
That's all there is to it.
Okay. Property sheet. Property sheet. Text services and input line.
Get
details.
Out of this.
Dialogue. Button. Control panel. Regional.
Out of the control
format.
Panel.
Hi, Larry.
Okay, so that's all there is to it, Holly. Good luck with it.
Larry, really am liking the podcasts, and one thing I didn't mention on my comment on the comment line, and if you don't play that, well, I would understand. I just got so fired up, I couldn't help it. The binaural mic really picks stuff up and seems not to clip out that bad, but one thing is they are so sensitive, I can even hear Jake watering the ground. I mean, you can tell how much Tot Boy has to go based on the level. I'm pretty sure it's him based on the level of liquids consumed, but once I wasn't sure if it were perhaps you after too much coffee. Grin, grin. Take care, Scott P.S.
Oops,
top.
Missed this P.S.
Larry,
here.
Bottom. Get, just cause I have. Always looking for tips as great idea P.S. Like the gents comments, when you were trimming the trees, that's a great idea and a you really need to do a podcast on grilling. I'm always looking for tips as my wife tends to do more cooking than I do.
I will do one on grilling, Scott. I've been wanting to, especially the sound of the meat sizzling on the hot
just
grill.
Just because I haven't done enough to be sure I know when meat is done. I guess it's more I haven't figured out how to be sure enough to cheat. Eat it so she generally wants to do it herself. Hell, I love grilling.
Me too, buddy. My neighbor behind me, in fact, told me one time, she says, Larry, you do more grilling than anybody I know. I will do that. I did one that didn't take. I did one, was it this morning? On the way into work? Yeah. No, it was this afternoon on the way home from work. Put the windshields on the microphones and everything, and I was letting Jake do some heavy-duty watering right by the tracks, and a train came by, and oh, man, it was a great sound. But, alas, we missed it because of the battery in the iRiver. Just about figured out all you can get is about 3 or maybe 4 hours of recording on this thing before it eats up the battery. So I guess the recording is a lot more intensive than the playback is. Thanks for the comments.
Dear Larry, thank you for your purchase of one direct.
Okay.
Dear Larry.
Let's skip this.
Important, this receipt is best viewed with a. I downloaded a zip file for the blind podcast files, and have been trying to import them into Hipoter without success. To make it worse, I accidentally associated the file with Hipoter, and when it opens it asked me for URL and does not provide a list. I guess I have two problems, how to unassociate the file and then, how to import what I want to import, using the Ctrl-C for copy and then Ctrl-V for paste did not seem to work as I expected. I am very new to this, downloaded one of your shows tonight and like what I heard. By the way, I used ASAP and ASAW, loved ASAP and the first couple of ASAW releases, had to give up on it eventually because it and my computer were having huge battles. I switched to JAWS some 7 years ago, but I still sometimes miss the keypad arrangements of ASAP and ASAW. I cannot say enough about ASAP. It made my job so much easier once I convinced my employer to let me install it. I have been a computer user since the mid-1980s with about 10 years of mostly Opticon access before I got ASAP and was able to get so much more done. I am pretty devoted to JAWS now, but when I was forced to switch I did so very reluctantly. Rose Combs, RoseEcombsQuest.net link bottom.
Okay, Rose. Well, cool. Glad you enjoyed ASAP. Let me show you how to unassociate. And then once you get it unassociated, the way to use that file is to run iPotter and then go to the File menu and use the Import OPML command to bring one or both of those files in there. So there's a couple of ways to go about this, and we're just going to open a folder.
Combo.
Let's just do C colon.
OS 287,607.
So now we go to Tools, open any folder.
Map
go to
Network
Tools,
Drive, Folder Options.
And then up arrow is Folder Options.
Tasks. Use Windows.
And this is the same place you'll get if you go to the control panel and go to Folder Options.
General.
So we're
going
to shift tab back to the tab control and right arrow.
View. Two.
And then one more to file types.
File types. Three. A four.
And then we're going to
registered
tab.
File. Registered file types. None. File types. Audio CD.
Okay,
of 325.
O here.
OCX. File type. OG.
And then
file type OPC,
arrow.
OPD, OPF, OCH, OPNL, OTF, OPNL.
Okay.
File
so
types.
There's
radio
OPML.
User LAN OPML document. 203.
Now we're going to tab.
New. Button. Delete. Button. Change. Dialog. Advanced. Change. Delete.
And
button.
We're going to delete it.
Yes. Button. Dialog. File types. If you remove a registered file name extension, you will not be able to open files with this extension by double-clicking their icons. Are you sure you want to remove this extension? Default. Yes.
And that's all you have to do. I'm not going to remove mine because I've got it associated with what I want. Actually, you don't even need to remove yours either. What you really need to do is just go to iPotter, File menu, and Import OPML. All right, let's close that. And we'll go back to
iPotter.
The inbox. And
control.
Close iPotter
yes.
Too.
Button. Dialog. File types. If you remove a registered file name, delete. Button. Temp.optimal. Inbox Outlook Express. File. Rose
okay,
Combs.
Okay, Rose. Let's go to the next
I downloaded.
Message.
Hello, Larry. I put your new address for the podcast, but it is coming up with no episodes found. Regards, Tracy Gorman.
Okay, Tracy, let's try it again. I had some invalid... I didn't realize that you could not have HTML tags inside an XML file. Actually, there's argument about whether you can or not, but I took them out and it validates properly now. So try it again. It's http://www.blindcooltech.com/bct.xml. And I think that'll work fine for you. If it doesn't, please let me know. And that's it for our emails.
Inbox.
Let's go do the voicemails right quick.
Window on studio recorder.
Marlington and sorry for the poor.
Oops.
Mike from Arlington, and sorry for the poor microphone quality, but this is the one that came with the computer. But just wanted to congratulate you on your new Sony computer, and I hope it's the one that you wanted. And
it
I
is.
Know what that can be like. Sometimes you want the best thing that's there, or what you feel is the best, but then that's sometimes more than you really want to pay. So I can understand those compromises. But I hope it all worked out for you. Liz sounds like a great person. It's kind of made me think of my sister in a way. anyway, that's about it. It's about 6:30 in the morning here on a Sunday morning. So, I'm using the Freedom Box, which I really enjoy, by the way. I know Mike Calvo has been reviewed on it several times. And I don't suppose I need another ISP on top of what I've got, but the price is right. And the only thing I do regret is that they themselves don't have high-speed access, although I know it must cost a lot of money. But it's a great product because it lumps everything all into one, and the ease of use is great, too. Anyway, you take care, have a good day, and we'll be talking to you in the future, I'm sure. Bye now.
All right, that was Chris Pepple. It sounds like the first part of his message was cut off a little bit. That actually is not a bad recording to be made straight on that machine with the built-in mic. It sounded like you might have been hitting the or touching the box a little bit there a time or two. But, yeah, Liz is a great person, and do love this Sony computer so far. Definitely quiet, definitely fast. Got lots of RAM and lots of hard disk space, and really wasn't too expensive. I've paid a lot more, as we all have.
That's so easy. Hey, Larry, Joaquin. That's so easy, even I know it. Is you getting smacked by a branch.
Yep.
Anyways, so yeah, I win. What do I win?
You win
some free APH stuff. This is a book course. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. No, but those are fun. I like the book port. I don't have one, but I want one. So yeah, that's all. Bye.
All right, thanks, Joe. And, yep, that was... He was referring to the mystery sound, and that's what it was. let's see, do I need to play that for you guys? I think you've probably all already heard it, but let me go ahead and get it here right quick. Well, I'll play it in a minute. Yeah, that was the mystery sound.
Hello, this is Derek Loffinger, and I've been listening to the Blind Cool Tech for about a month now, and I do like the program, and I encourage you to continue the good work. If you want to use any of the comments I've made here, please feel free to. Thanks. Bye.
All right, thank you, and I'm glad you're enjoying the show. We sure enjoy putting it together.
Hi, Larry. This is Richie Z from New York. I'm really enjoying your podcast. Keep up the great work. I just want to say it was thanks to you that I decided to buy the iRiver ISP-899 thanks to your podcast they did about a month ago. Just wondering, have you heard about the new iRiver series, the T-series, and what are your thoughts on that? All right, well, keep up the great work, and I look forward to more Blind Cool Tech. Bye.
I sure have heard of the new T-10 and T-30. Probably need to get one of those and... just see how accessible it is. I know Daryl Shandro purchased one and was awful disappointed. He may not be as determined as I am. I don't have to know how to get to every menu item just so I know how to set it in a way that I'm going to use it most frequently and make it convenient to use. That's over the 89 podcasts that I have done, I've realized that one of the things that has to happen in order to make a podcast is that it has to be relatively uncomplicated to start one. You know, we spend a lot of time and effort setting things up in the beginning and getting the right equipment and... tweaking here and there, but now we're at the stage where it's pretty easy to just sit down and do one, or to pick up the iRiver or the Arcos and take off with it. So I don't know if the T10 and the T30 will be like that, but one of the things that intrigues me, oddly enough, about those two new ones is the clip is built right into the case. If you noticed on the IFP-899, there's a little rubber, housing, I guess, that actually contains the clip. I ditched the armband and just used that clip to put it and clip it into my pocket or to the top of my shirt. So, we'll try to get some more information on those two new iRiver products and let you know.
Hey, Larry. Shane Davidson calling. I've been a listener to Blind Cool Tech for ever since show number 56, actually, when I started listening to Blind Cool Tech. It's a very good podcast, and I really enjoy it. The way you do your podcast, it's, you know, inspirational, etc. The main reason for me calling is the Mystery Sound number 3. Memory serves, it's you dismantling branches on your way to work or to or from work. Anyways, if you want to, you can either email me. My email address is Shane S.
All right, that exactly was it, Shane. Congratulations, we got two good guesses. And for those of you that haven't heard the mystery sound, let me grab that right quick.
Edit box. Look in I. Bookshare tips. Rockbox on Google Desk. Clinton. More on our farm sound. Arkansas. Reading Audible. Washing the dog. ReadingAudible.com on Bookport. ReadingAudible.com.
Well, what did I do with that thing?
Edit box. File name.
Did I put it over here and down, maybe?
Look in I. 2. 2. Wow. M. 2. MS.
Yeah.
2. MS 3. Wave. 2. MS 3. Wave.
So there it is.
6. Studio Recorder 2.
Okay. Let's move on to archive.org. As I mentioned earlier in the show, Jeff Bishop dropped me an email yesterday, and he mentioned on his podcast that he was having some reliability problems with OurMedia.org. And I've seen this too, where you get an SQL server when you try to access things on there. But really, OurMedia, I think, is really more just an interface for Archive.org. They're working as partners. And I've never had any reliability problems with Archive.org. And I happened to mention to him, or maybe it was on the podcast, that you can actually use FTP to transfer your files over there. And that's how I got all of the, or most of the back issues of Blind Cool Tech up to the archive.org site. And I just wanted to go over that process with you in case any of the rest of you are interested. And the way that works is that you FTP to audio-uploads.archive.org and you create a folder and drop your files into the folder. And I just found out today that it has to be a different folder every time. I really was wanting to put all mine in BCT05, but it wouldn't let me do that. So there's three steps to this process. You upload them, and then you import them, which is the process of describing them and agreeing to the type of licensing that you would like to apply to them. And then the third step is a curator must approve them. And I don't know if this is a human curator or if it's an automated process or what. I'm not even sure how long it takes. I'll try to gauge that this time. Now, I uploaded the last 16 files of all the back files. I believe it was 16. So I'm going to go to archive.org right now and show you the process of importing them. Once you've gone, you've opened up Internet Explorer and logged on, opened up audio-uploads.archive.org and logged on with your username and password for archive.org and then copied the files over there. So now I'm going to go and import them. Now, I will tell you that I used the ID3 tags, and if you do that, the information is extracted from those ID3 tags, so the importation process is very, very painless. So let's go to Windows R for run.
Dialog. Run.
And we'll do www.archive.org.
Desktop. Microsoft Internet Explorer. All media types combo box images go button gateway dot give button advanced search link hello Lars Kunatyo. Sign in visited link or log out link announcements more link copyright law and or.
Okay, so what we're going to do now is find a link on here.
Top.
Top. I'll bet the other one's bottom. We're going to find a link on here called contributions. So we'll just tab through a few
logo
times.
Logo, moving in, text, audio, soft, patron in, about EAVIS, navigation, home visited link, donate link, forums link, FAQs, contributions visited link.
And there's contributions. We'll select that. And there's three,
logo visited
there's
link.
Three kinds of contributions. I'm going to go to the bottom.
Bottom.
And bottom of the web page, that is, and then hit a page up.
Show only these link.
And there's three kinds of audio that you can upload. And we'll just look at what they are.
Completed. Show only these link. Completed.
Right, let's go up a little further here.
How to a movie in how of in how live contributions.
Okay.
Live music archive.
So there's the live music archive.
How to upload link.
How to upload.
Import your uploads link.
And import your uploads. Then you go down to the next one.
Other audio.
Other audio.
How to upload visited link.
And there's a how to upload, which will give you information on how to do this and how to use the FTP. Address.
Import your uploads visited link.
So I'm going to select import your uploads.
That they have already been uploaded via an FTP client. To proceed, you will need to select the server to which you uploaded your files. Server audio uploads.archive.org combo box. If you are trying to import a concert, please do not use this form. Use this one link instead. Begin button terms.
Okay, so I'm going to just select the begin button.
Log out link. Audio. This begin button.
And I'm going to go to the bottom of the page and up.
Search edit box audio combo box. Edit audio in advance. Hello. Sign in or log out. Import uploads and server mirrors into the archive. This link. More below you will find a listing for each directory that you uploaded. For each recording you want to import, click the import recording link. More information is displayed by each listing. If for some reason recordings you uploaded appear to be missing, consider the following. All recordings must be contained in their own directories.
Okay.
Directory BCT06. This recording looks good to go. Press the button to add your recording to the archive. Audio details contribute.php collection BCT06 after 2F BCT06 date uploader squichnf.org server audio uploads.archive.org link.
All right, I'll select that.
Logo visited link web link.
Now I'm going to go to the bottom of the page again.
Bottom.
And then page up till I get to the beginning of this whole list of files.
Format 64K. Roomba robotic floor. 69 edit box programming in Windows Vista. Track num 55 edit box.
And I did quite a
blind
few
cool
of
tech
them,
edit
so.
Box track num 0 edit box. Album blind cool tech edit. Do not make derivations of this show og file checkbox.
Okay. So here's where we select our
Osh,
license.
Edit note create category more nut cat edit box tape by edit box sort edit run edit off edit.
I'm pressing up to there.
Open source on collection 0 date edit box link dedicate to the public domain link choose license link. Checkbox unchecked. I agree that I have all rights to make this recording to the public and that I am not violating anyone else's copyrights by doing so.
Okay, so you have to check that box.
Checked.
That's the first thing you have to do.
Choose license link. Dedicate to the public domain link. Link. Edit box. Title. Edit box. Date. 0000000.
Let's see what this
collection
one is.
Open source audio combo box.
Yeah, that's what I want, is open source
collection
media.
Collection aid. BCT-0, 6 edit box.
See, I'll go ahead and put a title up here.
Date, edit box, title, edit box, MSAA mode off.
Blind Cool Tech.
Date, 0, 0, 0, 0,
then we'll
0.
Put 8/30/2005.
Collection, collection. BCT-0, 6. Description, edit box.
I'll put Blind Cool Tech Podcast.
Author. Edit box.
Larry Skutkan for the author.
Runtime. Edit box.
We'll skip
source.
That.
Edit box. Tape by.
I'll put tape by Larry Skutkan.
Categories. None.
I'm
more.
Gonna skip the categories.
Create category. Edit box.
Let's see what they're wanting here.
Pointer rooted to cursor. Notes. More. Note. Do not make derivations of the show og files, lower bitrate MP3s, zip files. Checkbox. Unchecked.
Okay, I don't care if anybody makes derivations or not, so I'm gonna leave that.
Format. 128 kbps. Title. BCT16 update.
So you
edit
can
box.
See, all these are already filled in.
Creator. Larry Skutkan. Album. Blind Cool Tech.
Because I had
edit
the
box.
ID3 tag info.
Track num. Zero. Edit. Format. 64 kbps. Title. Comparing RFBD, Bookshare, and Audible.
So I'm going to go
edit
ahead
box.
And go down to the bottom. And then up there.
Bookshare, 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 and Audible.
Oops, I need to get out of MSAA.
MSAA mode on. Bottom. Term. Create. Zero. Edit box. Create entry button.
And I'll pick create entry.
Logo visited link web link moving images link text link audio.
And I
bottom.
Believe that's all I need to do now. I just need to wait.
Terms of use. To
let's
see the
see.
Details page. Here link. Click. Recording added successfully.
Okay, so.
Click. Here link.
To see the details.
To see the details page. Here link.
And I'll do that just to see what it is.
Logo visited link web link.
We'll go
bottom.
To the bottom.
The current progress notes are queued for initial check and move to download server resources. Resources others by this artist visited link add to archive bookmarks link report errors link edit details link blind cool tech edit link 0000. This recording is not yet available. The current progress notes are queued for initial check and move to download server blind cool tech podcast author Larry Skutkan visited link recorded by Larry Skutkan average user rating no ratings heard 0 times reviews. This item is not yet public. When it is, you can be the first to write a review. Terms of use 10 March 2001 link bottom.
Okay. And that's the process of importing. So to check for it, you just go back to your contributions and you can look to see when it makes it in. And I'll kind of be watching to see how long it takes. And that is going to do it for our show today. If you would like to leave an audio comment, you may do so at 206-984-9203. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com, and the website is blindcooltech.com. I'm Larry Skutkan, your host for episode 89. Y'all have a great one, and we will see you next time.